Message number 687. The prophecies contained in the book of Revelation are only partially known. Sunday, January 27, 2013 at 08:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I am bound to inform my followers that you will become chastised by certain sacred servants of mine. You will soon be instructed by some of them to walk away from this work. You will be treated just as my disciples were by the priests of their time. They too were told to walk away from me, and many were not allowed to enter the temples to pay homage to God, my eternal Father. Much misunderstanding of my promises to humanity will be used as a tool to encourage others to reject me as I communicate my holy word to the whole world at this time. You, my disciples, will be accused of heresy and told that you are not following holy doctrine. Terrible errors will be made by my sacred servants when they will follow the wrong fork in the road to my kingdom. They will do this through ignorance, for many of them assume that they already know the prophecies I am still to reveal to the world before my second coming. Oh, how they will be confused when they are instructed to do the wrong thing by rejecting my warnings given to all for the salvation of souls. The prophecies contained in the book of Revelation are only partially known. No sacred servant in my church understands the book of Revelation yet. They will be informed, and this I will do in parts. It is only for your knowing when I decide the time is right. Please open your hearts to the truth. Be careful when you judge the word of God given to His chosen prophets. Judge them harshly and you will be judged accordingly. Reject them cruelly and you too will be rejected by my hand of justice. Accept them with love and I will envelop you in my holy arms. Nothing I give you now contradicts my Father's book, for this is not possible. I come now to conclude the teachings set out by me during my time on earth. When my work is completed, my covenant will finally be fulfilled. Then I bring the most glorious gift of eternal life. Your Jesus.